Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Money FM 89.3, and no annual award better honours the bold ambition of Singapore's young businesses under 10 years old than the Emerging Enterprise Award, jointly organised by Singapore Press Holdings, Financial Daily, The Business Times, and Asia's best SME bank, OCBC Bank. Now, 2019 marks 12 years of the award's celebration of business innovation, resilience and excellence in SMEs, the bedrock of the Singapore economy.
Well, since 2008, the award has been empowering startups and young enterprises with both a recognition and resources to take flight and achieve a stellar growth. Well, today we check one of the 15 finalists in contention for this year's award to find out what makes them tick.
Suresh Venugopalan Shankar is founder of Crayon Data, a global leader in IT and digital transformation services, operating the largest independent cloud economics practice in the world. Suresh, thanks so much for coming today.
Thank you very much for having me.
First up, the genesis of Crayon Data, the challenges you've been facing or have faced whilst you set up, because you want to accelerate adoption of AI-led personalization among less tech-savvy businesses. I can't even say the words, so we need your help there, Suresh.
I can't say it myself sometimes. So Crayon Data is my second startup. My first was an analytics company called Red Pill, also founded in Singapore in 2000. That story ended well when IBM acquired the company in 2009. It's one of the few companies IBM has acquired in Asia. But I spent a couple of years, I got a little bit, wanted to do things that are more innovative. So I got out and set up Crayon in 2013. The challenge is, I mean, Red Pill is a bootstrap company. We did it all on our own money. With Crayon Data, raising money was not the problem because most venture capitalists look for people who have been through a journey and taken it to a successful exit.
Bit of a safer bet, so to speak, right?
Correct. I mean, in some funny way, they only want to do it if you've done it once before, which means it's harder for people who've never done it. And
right.
But so it wasn't money that was a problem this time. It was about actually the talent in this case. We wanted to build this time a product platform. We said there are not a lot of great Asian software product companies. We built a lot of great services companies out here. We wanted to build a product platform in AI and big data. Those were just buzzwords at that time. They're still buzzwords.
But,
I think what was hard is that the fact is you had to find experienced people who had actually got computer science, data science experience. And we don't produce that many in Asia. And the best of these are typically in the US and in Berlin and London. So talent was our biggest problem. How did we go about tackling that? It was, I think we had an exciting idea. And we still do. We had, you know, we came up with this idea of something called the taste graph, where we said we know every restaurant, hotel, everything in the world, and we've created some connections between all of them. So I know that if you like a restaurant in Singapore and you land up in Sao Paulo, I can still find something relevant for you. And when you go and talk to most young tech people about what we're doing with the graph, they get very excited. So our approach was, if you have an exciting mission, we'll attract the talent that we need. But we still needed to spend a lot of time on training them and making them fit for purpose, if you will.
Tell us how it works, maybe.
Yes, and, you know, it's there are, you know, all these words that come around and the buzzwords. I like to kind of strip away from them and look at the core of what is it that we do for a client or for the consumer.
Yeah.
And so if you really look at, you know, the name Crayon comes from what's the simplest thing to use in the world, a crayon, right? No instruction manual.
Right.
So we wanted to make this whole thing of big data and AI as simple to use
excellent.
As a crayon is.
Right.
Tell us, how has Crayon displayed itself to be young, bold, and ambitious?
Which
first,
is the
easiest
of the
thing
awards,
to do when
yeah.
you want to be young is to recruit young people.
Right.
We have about, you know, most of this company is people between the ages of 24 and 34. Very different attitude to life, work. And that comes with its own sets of problems when you're as gray-haired and old as I am.
I'm sure.
But
only 15% of the company is over 40 years old. So I think that's where the youth comes from. What I like to say often in the company is that the young people give us the energy, we provide the experience to kind of keep it tempered. The boldness, I think, is because though we are sitting out here in Singapore, we have a development center in India, and we are really sitting here in Asia-Pacific. It's there in our vision statement. We say we want to simplify the world's choices. When we set out, we said we will know every entity in the world in our graph. And we've done those kind of things. So I think the ambition and the boldness comes really from deep inside. And the young people provide the energy to make it happen.
Suresh, would you call Crayon Data an aggregator, if you will?
We're not really an aggregator. I think what we're trying to do is actually create a signal rather than just aggregate a lot of data. So, for example, the problem that we're solving is... you know, every consumer, you, for example, you want to be celebrated as an individual, right? You want an enterprise to know you, to kind of understand your personal preferences or tastes and to serve you choices or recommendations that are in line with that. Netflix does that with movies. Spotify does that with music. They're not just aggregators. They're taking that collection and they're actually making it relevant for you. So you hear a very different playlist than what I hear. Now, what Crayon is doing is we're trying to bring that same thing. We're not just aggregating all the merchants in the world, the restaurants, the hotels, and information about them. We're saying from that we extract a signal, which makes it then relevant so that each one of us is actually going to see a completely different set of recommendations. So for us, it's not about the data itself that we aggregate. It's about the signal that we are creating from that and the fact that we are using it to narrow it down to four or five relevant things that you might be wanting to do. So you don't, as a consumer, have to sort through millions of you know, choices that you are seeing all the time.
To try and bespoke for 7 billion people, that is a challenge, no, Suresh?
It is. And, you know, there are companies that are doing it and doing it well. And, you know, Spotify has 200 million consumers and 140 million songs. What we're trying to do is we're trying to tell the traditional enterprise, who's our client, a bank, a retailer, an airline, they can't cope with the likes of the digital giants who are very good at doing this stuff. What we try and do is we tell them, listen, we can bring you a Spotify-like capability, but we will do it for you at speed and with simplicity. Give us your data and 7 days later.
Specifically for you,
Give us a million customers and there some data about where they kind of shopped and ate and traveled to. And in 7 days, we're going to come back to you with personalized choices for that million consumers. Mm. So we hope to do all of this billion, a million at a time with each
company. One step at a time, yes.
So, Suresh, can you describe for us the process of nominations so far and what you've learned?
So far, we've heard from other interviewees that, judges were a tough crowd.
So I think it's been a tough process, but it's been a relatively well-organized process, I would say.
Okay.
So I think, first of all, they reached out to us. We put in the entry. Then they came back and said we got about 30 or 40 companies. I think they did extensive interviews. And what was nice about the fact of the interviews is that they actually spent time. Mm-hmm. They got into understanding what the product was, what the platform was, how the company was doing. And then when we got into the final 15, again, the whole briefing, what was expected, what the judges, the fact that we had judges from literally, there were 10 or 12 of them. Mm-hmm. And we had each of them coming from a completely different background. Mm. So we had to, we were coached on that. And
you've
we
got to cater the language, right?
Absolutely. And it's very hard when you have a lawyer on the one hand, a finance person, somebody from you know, all kinds of walks of life, you know, bankers. And we were trying to make sure that the story was relevant for all of them. Mm-hmm. So it's, I think, been a really well-handled process.
Suresh, if you'll talk to us about how you stayed the course, so to speak. As an entrepreneur of a startup, I know you've been through it before. Might have been times when you thought, forget it.
Happens all the time. I think what happens in the world today is that we glamorize entrepreneurship and startups. You keep hearing about all these unicorns and people worth a billion. And, you know, unfortunately, that's not the daily reality. It's not even the reality for most of us. Even though you've done it once, it's I've discovered as hard the second time.
Okay.
And it's my not favorite, the same, right, obviously.
What happens is it's like when you're flying a plane through bumps, right? I mean, you know if you're a pilot and you've flown it that you're going to come out of the bumps anyway.
Right.
So I think the second time you have the experience to just say, stay calm and we'll get out of this.
At least you know there are bumps coming, kind of.
And actually, you know there are bumps coming. Yeah. I think there's a big one coming in the world. Mm-hmm. But my favorite story of entrepreneurship is the story of the Chinese bamboo tree. I don't know whether you heard that story, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, tell it to us.
Tell us,
so you... You know, the Chinese bamboo tree takes a long time to grow. So you water it, you fertilize it for a year, nothing happens. You water it, you fertilize it for a second year, nothing happens. You water it and you fertilize it for a third year because you're, you know, persistent, nothing happens. This is the point at which, you know, you're blaming God, the universe, your dog, your family, everybody.
The soil.
But you say, I'm persistent, and you turn up for the fourth year, you water and fertilize the Chinese bamboo tree.
Mm. Still nothing happens. Oh, no.
And then the really successful entrepreneur is the person I say has a stupidity gene to stay stupid a minute longer. So you're
four or five years.
Turn up in the fifth year and you water it and you fertilize it. Uh-huh. And in sometime in the fifth year, the bamboo tree sprouts and grows 90 feet in 6 weeks.
Right.
Wow.
90 feet in 6 weeks. For me, the story of all entrepreneurship is the story of that bamboo tree. Mm. Except you don't even know whether it's the fifth year or the sixth or the seventh.
And it might not be the fifth year. It might not. Oh, dear.
You've got to keep watching it. You've got to keep fertilizing it.
That's some faith.
Maybe the seventh, eighth year.
Is some faith, Suresh.
How is Crayon Data, you mentioned about bump coming ahead very soon. How is Crayon Data preparing for the economic downturn and obviously the headwinds that's coming our way?
So I think the couple of things that we are doing, one obviously is that on the funding and the financial side is to make sure that you raised enough money and put away some for a rainy day. And I think that's critical. But a lot of people are raising money and they're burning it, I think, on business models that I don't know whether they make sense today or whether they will ever make sense. Lots of people go out there and give things away for free and it's a cycle. You never really get out of it. At Crayon, I think what we decided to do a long time ago is to say we don't do things for free. Mm. We will not go and give our services for free. We would rather spend 3 more months explaining to clients why there's value in it. And we focus a lot on the unit economics of our business and of every project that we do. So every project that we do is profitable. We would still be investing money on the platform and other things. Mm-hmm. But we don't kind of go away and do these freebies and things that actually in some ways make it, the more you grow, the more money you burn.
Correct.
We actually are trying to stay on the right side of that by saying each project we do is profitable, but we continue to invest in the business.
And so, maybe grow slower or not? Still possible to grow.
In the startup world, growing slower is generally a bad idea.
Bad phrase.
But yes, I think sometimes you have to be prepared to go a little bit slower because you want to grow for a longer period of time. And that's certainly the way we'd like to see it as a patience game, not necessarily as the fastest to the gate wins.
Right. So expansion plans may be put on hold or are there any for Crayon Data?
No. I think it's too early for us to put, and we're too small to put our expansion plans on hold. I think we certainly want to be. Today, I think we are in the Asia Pacific and the Middle East regions and we are strong there. We have had some clients in the US and Europe, but expansion into US and Europe is going to be big for us. Mm. We're also looking at Australia. And so I think we'll certainly go out into that, into the world of, Western markets very soon in 2020. Of course, we'll be calibrating that investment depending on what happens in the economy.
Mm, see, that's the big lesson from Suresh today. No stopping world domination.
Bamboo tree.
Suresh Venugopalan Shankar is founder of Crayon Data, one of the finalists of the Emerging Enterprise Award, jointly organized by Singapore Press Holdings, Financial Daily, The Business Times, and Asia's best SME bank, OCBC Bank. This award supports the bold ambitions of young businesses. It recognizes their achievements and also offers them networking opportunities needed, resources as well to continue growing. And you can read more about Crayon Data in today's The Business Times. Suresh, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.